540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The dispute is growing between Milwaukee Public Schools and the teachers' union over pay and the budget. The district says they're offering the biggest raise it can under state law while also trying to balance next year's budget. Superintendent Brenna Casilia says MPS is adding nearly 90 teaching positions. The union says the issue is not the size of the raise, but when it begins. A powerful windstorm hit Milwaukee hard yesterday, knocking out power for more than 50,000 homes and businesses. City officials say the fire department handled a surge of wires down calls, while the forestry division responded to almost 100 reports of trees and branches down. In River West, people were dealing with damaged vehicles and sidewalks after trees fell in the storm. We Energy says crews are still working on repairs. Police in Brookfield say two people robbed someone at gunpoint and stole their car outside of a Raising Cane's restaurant Sunday morning. The department says the robbery happened at around 2 a.m. One suspect pointed a rifle during the encounter. No one was hurt. Police are searching for two suspects. Milwaukee leaders are again raising concerns after a street takeover in Bayview Saturday night left fresh tire marks and added to complaints about safety. Witnesses say drivers are doing donuts and setting off fireworks near Kinnickinnick and Lincoln Avenue, and the scene only lasted a few minutes. No one was hurt, but people living in the area say something like that could quickly turn dangerous if a car hits a building or a utility pole. Common Council President Jose Perez says he wants to hear what police are doing to stop the takeovers and whether tougher penalties are working. An art organization in Milwaukee has a new leader. Officials announced Vicki McCarthy is taking over as the new executive director of Kids from Wisconsin. The nonprofit allows kids ages 15 to 20 to perform for audiences across Wisconsin and the Midwest. McCarthy brings more than a decade of teaching experience in the Milwaukee and Madison areas and even more experience in the nonprofit leadership area. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The race for control of the Wisconsin Assembly just got a little harder for Republicans. Representative Dean Coffert says he's stepping aside, leaving behind a swing seat that could be one of the most competitive in November. Coffert spent decades serving in the Neenah-Menasha area. A tax break meant to bring data centers to Wisconsin could cost the state more than $2 billion in lost revenue, according to a Wisconsin Watch report. Analysts say about $1.5 billion would be lost during the construction, with another $369 million each year once the centers are up and running. Supporters argue the projects bring jobs and long-term economic benefits, while critics say lawmakers should revisit the deal and ask for more in return. Some are calling for a special session to look at issues like environmental protections. A federal lawsuit says Dane County deputies used excessive force during a protest at Ridgeland Farms. That's where about 1,000 people gathered to push for the rescue of beagles. Two protesters claim officers crossed the line during the April 18th demonstration, and the lawsuit also accuses the facility of animal abuse. The sheriff's office says arrests were made for trespassing and other crimes. Ridgeland Farms calls the protest a coordinated violent assault. Cleaner highways across Wisconsin are the result of record numbers of volunteers joining the Adopt the Highway program. The DOT says nearly 18,000 people are now helping pick up trash along state roads, with more than 170 tons collected last year. With crews already out working, officials are reminding drivers to slow down, stay alert, and move over when possible. They say that extra caution can help keep volunteers safe. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks at American Family Field. The D-backs coming off a 12-7 win over San Diego on Sunday. The Brewers expected to start right-hander Chad Patrick. NFL, the Packers surprised everyone when they traded up to draft a kicker, Trey Smack, out of Florida, as he kicked in cold weather like Green Bay.
You know, I talked to, you know, the Packers, and I grew up in Maryland, so it's not new to me, or, you know, it's always done it. You know, that's kind of how I started out kicking, is kicking in cold weather.
College basketball for Nolan Winter on his decision to return to Wisconsin for his senior year.
I love it here. I've been happy here every year. The teammates I've met, the people I've met, and you know what, the portal, the people that the coaches continue to bring into the locker room, they make it easy for me and they're all the returners to get to know them and get along, and it's been a blast.
That's the Badgers' Nolan Winter with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to around 43 for a low. Tomorrow, a sprinkle or two possible, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.